Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Medical Sciences, Volume 13, and Issue 2. It was published on October 17, 2023. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Comparative Difference in Platelet Indices Among Preeclamptics and Controls at a Tertiary Center in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. The authors are 1. Ella, GM, from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Rivers State University and Teaching Hospital, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. 2. Ekechibelu, JI, from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Nnamdi Azikiwe University Awka and Teaching Hospital, Nui, Nigeria. 3. Kwa, PL, from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Rivers State University and Teaching Hospital, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. 4. Ominakwi, H, from the Department of Hematology, Rivers State University and Teaching Hospital, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. 5. Jumbo Cleopatra, T, from the Department of Community Medicine, Rivers State University and Teaching Hospital, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Abstract of the article. This abstract is categorized into the following segments: background, objective, methodology, results, and conclusion. Background. Preeclampsia, PE, is a common preventable and potentially life-threatening complication of pregnancy. It is a multi-system disorder complicating 2-5% of pregnancies. The International Federation of Obstetrics and Gynecology, FIGO, in its 2019 guidelines for combating preeclampsia highlighted the fact that predicting and preventing preeclampsia is the solution to this global scourge. Since the nations of the West African subregion are generally resource poor, there is a need to seek and ascertain other scientifically reliable but cheaper ways of screening for and predicting preeclampsia among pregnant women as a basis for implementing prophylactic measures. Understanding the changes in platelet indices in pregnant women with PE compared with healthy controls will be the first step towards ascertaining the predictive value of platelet indices in the development of PE, which will fill the gap in this regard. Objectives. The objectives of this study were to determine the changes in platelet indices in pregnant women with PE compared with healthy controls and to ascertain the relationship of these indices with the development of PE. Methodology. This study was a case-control study carried out between October 2020 and June 2021 after ethical approval has been obtained from the Rivers State University Teaching Hospital Health Research Ethics Committee. It involved 50 eligible and consenting pregnant women with PE as cases and 50 healthy pregnant women as controls, all of whom either presented for routine antenatal care or presented for delivery at the labor ward of the Rivers State University Teaching Hospital. Blood samples were collected using a vacutainer and full blood count and platelet indices, platelet count, mean platelet volume and platelet distribution width were analyzed using an automated hematology analyzer, Sysmex KX21N. The socio-demographic information of the study participants was collected using a structured questionnaire. Data were analyzed using the Statistical Package for Social Sciences, SPSS, version 25. Results. The socio-demographic characteristics of cases were similar to those of controls. The results found a statistically significant difference in the mean platelet count between cases, 176.30 plus or minus 67.38 FL, and controls, 207.16 plus or minus 62.07 FL, P equals 0.019, as well as in the mean values of platelet distribution width, PDW, in both cases and controls. The PDW was significantly raised, 15.533.36 FL, compared to controls, 13.75 plus or minus 2.53 FL, P equals 0.0004. There was no significant difference in the mean platelet volume, MPV, between cases and controls. The mean value of the MPV was 11.14 plus or minus 1.33 among cases and 10.65 plus or minus 1.38 for controls, p equals 0.075. Using receiver operator characteristics, ROC, curves, the cutoff for the diagnosis of PE was 11.6 FL for MPV and 14.5 FL for PDW. At this value, the sensitivity of MPV was found to be 36% and specificity was 88%, while the positive predictive value and negative predictive value were 73.9% and 42.9% respectively. The sensitivity and specificity of PDW at the cutoff of 14.5 were found to be 66.0% and 72% respectively, while the positive and negative predictive values were 70.2% and 67.9% respectively. Conclusion: the platelet count is significantly reduced in PE compared to controls but has very low diagnostic accuracy. The MPV is not significantly raised in PE when compared with controls. The PDW is significantly raised in PE compared with controls. Rising values of the PDW in pregnant women may be an indication of more focused care within the context of preeclampsia prevention and management. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.